Fridays this summer, we're taking a look at the federal employees nominated for the annual Service to America medals. These are prestigious career achievement awards. In today's Sammy segment, a man armed with a vision and a mission to help save the lives of others leads to a breakthrough in anti-cancer drugs research. Dr. Michael Gottesman is Deputy Director for Intramural Research at the National Institutes of Health, and he has been nominated for a Service to America medal in the Career Achievement category, and he joins us now. Dr. Gottesman, good morning. Nice to have you on.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
All right, so you've developed tools that help predict a cancer patient's response to anti-cancer drugs. Tell us about that.
Well, I've had the good fortune to have two important jobs at the NIH. One of them has been to lead the intramural program, which is the research done in the federal laboratories at NIH. And the other is to have the opportunity to do my own research, to follow my own intellectual leanings and try to understand the basis of drug resistance and cancer treatment. As you know, Tom, many people who develop cancer are treated with anti-cancer drugs. These are powerful agents that in many cases are able to knock out the cancer. But unfortunately for many people, the drugs work for a while and then the cancers recur. And the reason they recur is they're resistant to anti-cancer drugs. So our lab at the NIH and many other laboratories have been trying to understand the basis of this resistance in an effort to improve cancer therapy. And we discovered quite a few years ago, almost 30 years ago, that one of the major ways in which cancer cells become resistant is by turning on the expression of a pump system, which is able to reduce the concentration of anti-cancer drugs in cells, kind of work like a pump in a sinking boat and pump out the water and keep that boat afloat. In this case, the boat is, unfortunately, the cancer cell. We've been working on ways to understand how important this mechanism is in many different kinds of cancers, and ways to inactivate the pump so that the cancer cells are more sensitive to anti-cancer drugs.
It almost seems like it's a defensive mechanism for the cancer.
It is.
Is that it?
It is a defensive mechanism. And the interesting aspect of this work is that the cancer cells are subverting a mechanism that all organisms, the humans and many other, all organisms on the earth, have developed over time to protect themselves from toxic materials in the environment. So this is a defensive mechanism that evolved a long time ago when cells began developing as a way to prevent the cells from being killed by really nasty stuff that floats around all the time.
And I don't want to ask you if you think there's ever going to be a cure for cancer, but do you think that there's ever going to be a time where it becomes more like how AIDS has evolved to a disease that you can really live with for a long time and manage and be okay with, even though it is a disease you can't fully get rid of?
Right. I would say, Emily, that's exactly what we're hoping for. As it turns out, one of the major research developments in recent years is a much better understanding of the various steps that have to occur within a cell before it can become a cancer cell. And each of those steps that results in the increased growth of the cell and eventually the autonomy of the cell, so it's no longer under the control of normal mechanisms that keep our cells in line, that those mechanisms can be targeted with specific agents. And so we're trying to understand how to develop agents that are much more precise. You know, a lot of anti-cancer drugs are very toxic, and the idea is to develop agents that target the specific mechanisms that have gone awry in cancer cells. And we're making a lot of progress. A number of drugs are on the market. Unfortunately, in many cases, resistance develops to those drugs. And so we both have to understand not only how cancer develops, but how drug resistance develops. And that's the work that my lab has been doing.
Sounds like this could be used to get some of those resistant cockroaches down the line, too.
Well, as it turns out, resistance in other organisms are related to resistance to anti-cancer drugs. So, for example, resistance of agents that infect plants, insects and so on, and including cockroaches, can be due to similar kinds of mechanisms. These are mechanisms that simply keep the toxic agents out of the organism. So what we've learned in cancer is actually relevant to agriculture, to insecticides, understanding drug resistance in bacteria. You know, that's a major problem. And so the impact of the work has been way beyond just understanding resistance in cancer.
We're speaking with Dr. Michael Gottesman, Deputy Director for Intramural Research at the NIH. And so how does your day, how does your week get composed when you're doing your own research and also running a program that involves probably other institutes and other people throughout the agency?
So as you can imagine, I'm fairly busy. Most of the time I spend really in the management and oversight of the research that's done throughout the NIH. And the reward for me there, obviously, is that I get to see not only my own research move forward, but I get to support the really outstanding research done by many, many people at the NIH. It's an extraordinary institution. And we have close to 1,100 independent research laboratories. And most of the work being done at the NIH has direct impact on human health. And it's a wonderful opportunity for me during most of my day to oversee that research, to make sure that all the science is really outstanding, and to give people the wherewithal to create an environment for science that allows the important work to move forward. I spend virtually every day, a few hours a day, working with the people in my own laboratory. Frequently not in direct contact with them, but in direct contact through email and other mechanisms to make sure their work is going forward and they have what they need to succeed as well.
Was it hard to turn from being a scientist to a manager?
Yes, and in
it
fact,
was.
it was very difficult. One of the things that scientists do, for example, when they communicate information is they usually have a set of slides with data on them. And so one of the things that you have to learn when you become more of a manager is you need to be able to get up in the absence of a data set and speak knowledgeably about complex problems related to the management of science. I would also say that as difficult as it is to manage complicated scientific questions, managing a large workforce and dealing with individual issues that arise, as you well know, can be in some ways more challenging than some of the difficult problems that nature has thrown our way. So,
talk about resistance that develops, yeah. They can be like cells.
Precisely, particularly when change is called for.
All right, Dr. Michael Gottesman is Deputy Director for Intramural Research at the NIH. Congratulations on your award, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.